Our New Testament scripture passage comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 3, beginning at verse 21. Listen to God's word. But now, irrespective of law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance, he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith, apart from works prescribed by the law? Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one. And he will justify the circumcised on the ground of faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means, on the contrary, we uphold the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our prayer for illumination will be led by Chuck Miller from our youth class.
All right. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, let your message of the gospel come not in word only, but also in your power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God's grace is enough. Let's think about God's grace. Our youth Sunday school class recently talked about it. We listened to the song called Your Grace is Enough by Chris Tomlin. You may have heard it on the contemporary Christian radio station Star 99.1. Our youth group has sung it. It has a great message. We looked at each line of the lyrics and we wrote down what each sentence means to us. All of our ideas were compiled into a paragraph about each line of the song. So here are our reflections. We hope that our thoughts will lead your heart and mind into the awakening of faith. So let's ponder what it means that God's grace is enough for you and me, enough for all of us. Great is your faithfulness, O God. God, you are loyal and faithful, trustworthy and good. You have eternal love. We have faith in you, Lord, because you are always with us in good times and especially in the bad. You stand by us and stand with us, no matter what's going on in our lives. We feel glad when we think of your faithfulness, God. We can be the best we can be with your help. In a way, it's like you have faith in us too. We don't need anything except your love. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. Why should you have to wrestle with a heart, O God? You're almighty. It must be because we try to run from you and try to avoid doing what you want us to do, like the prophet John. Even when we aren't sure about something, Lord, you still love us like Jacob, who wrestled with the angel. By holding on to us and wrestling with us, you are trying to make our hearts good. You want to lead us away from the evil. You are strong enough to help us through troubles. You have taught us men judge by the outward appearance, but God judges by the heart.
You lead us by still waters into mercy. Lord, you are my shepherd. You are the one about whom we say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God, you give us refreshments and peace and the quiet break that we need in our life. You make our lives peaceful and full of bliss. You are merciful and give us grace. You are the calmness in our lives. And nothing can keep us apart. God, it is so good that you won't let anything stop you from loving me. You won't let me do anything too stupid. I will always believe in you because you help me, Lord. We will always be together. We are inseparable. We are in the highest committed relationship. You promise us that neither height nor depth, life nor death, nor angels or demons can separate us from your love in Jesus Christ. Because of your love, we are safe from them. So remember your people, remember your children. God, thank you for adopting us as your children. You love us and care about each one you have created. You teach us to be good. You know us all, and you won't abandon us. Keep us in your heart. We will remember to keep you in our minds and body. Sometimes we may cry out to you, my God, please don't forsake me. Remember your promise, O God. We will call to you for help. O God, always love us and forgive us for our sins. This will help us to forgive others. Lord, you won't forget your promise that you won't flood the world ever again. You give us so many good promises. Thank you for not forgetting us. Your promises are forever. We are so glad that you keep your promises. You always deliver on them because you are almighty.
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. We know that we are all sinners. When we think about it, we wonder, who can stand in your presence, Lord? Only those who accept your grace. We don't need anything but your grace, your goodness. Your love is all we need, and you don't give it to us freely. With your grace, we can do anything. I don't wish for anything but your approval, because heaven is a privilege. God, you give us love and forgiveness. You give grace to us all. Your grace is enough for me. O Lord, you taught us, don't store up treasures that rust. Store up treasures in heaven. Your love and forgiveness are the best gifts in my life. I don't need anything else. I just want you to know that you will save me. You are the one who heals me inside. All we need from you, God, is your grace, because you have everything else. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You are righteous and holy and true. Sometimes it is like clouds hiding the sunshine. We ask the psalmist, who am I, God? Who am I that God should care for me? Yet you take care of us and love us no matter what. You treat us with love and justice. You love us dearly. And because of that, you are merciful. With your love and justice, our lives are great. Without you, our lives would be full of sadness and discouragement.
You use the weak to lead the strong. Lord, you use average people to make fishers of men. Even if we think that we are not ready, not perfect, not strong or special, you help us to help other people. When we are imperfect, God, you help us. You make us perfect by using the imperfect. Because of your wisdom, the ones we expected the least from are the ones who guide us. They help us see your strength by proving to us that you're the Lord. The inferior people, the better people, don't know. They will have to come to terms with you, Lord. You lead us in the song of your salvation. Salvation is a present from our Lord Jesus, who died for our sins on the third day, rose again. Wow, we praise you because we are saved. You give us a new song to sing. You give me joy and hope in my heart, so I feel like singing the praise of God. You give us guidance by your word. Your salvation is our song. You tell us how to praise you because you have grace. And all your people sing along. O Lord, the heavens declare your handiwork. We sing praises to you, Jesus. We sing our hearts out. We sing God's word with you. Your words are the songs and music of our lives. All your people praise you, O God, because of what you do and who you are. We join in to sing your praises together in chorus and harmony. We are grateful for God's amazing love and grace to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless each person who is here today. Amen.